case again for a pardon from the president?
Again, this is not something I've discussed with the president recently because, frankly, it's not a priority. He's focused on many of...
Wait, they're not even going to rule out a pardon of Ghislaine Maxwell. They're not even ruling it out. And she's not wearing her cross today. I think we know why she's not wearing the cross. I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to silence. That is what both Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell said 16 years apart when they were asked the same question about their relationship with Donald Trump in the early 2000s to mid-2000s. Those were the years when Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, on screen now, were engaged in their peak sex crimes, the most disgusting, disturbing acts that we are learning more and more about every single day after prying it out of the hands of the DOJ. But this week has been disastrous for the Trump administration, good for transparency, and good for the survivors. Multiple Trump admin officials have been implicated in the files in ways that undermine their previous statements. Howard Lutnick said that he never talked to Epstein after he got creepy vibes in 2005. Well, we now learn that Howard Lutnick took his family to Epstein Island after Epstein had been convicted. Think about that. That is absolutely disgusting and despicable, and to confidently lie about it on camera after is even more awful. We know that Elon Musk also lied about his involvement with Epstein. Now, we don't know if Elon Musk actually visited the island. There's a chance that Elon Musk never visited the island, but what we do know is that Elon straight up lied about it. He said that he rejected an offer to go to the island, but we learned that he's the one that was begging to go to Epstein's island. Yesterday, Ghislaine Maxwell testified in front of Congress virtually and pled the fifth on every single statement, decided not to incriminate herself any further in an attempt to gain leverage over the Trump administration. She's seen that the pardons Trump has given out over the past few months, including the former founder of Binance, who allowed a bunch of insane stuff to go on in his app, including the former president of Honduras, who is a literal drug trafficker. Ghislaine Maxwell sees that Trump is giving out pardons, so she asked for one thing in particular: clemency. She says, "I will not implicate you. In fact, I can even clear your name if you give me clemency." She's trying to gain leverage over the Trump admin because she knows he is uniquely transactional and his name appears in the files over 1 million times, according to Jamie Raskin. Representative Jamie Raskin told Axios in an interview Tuesday that when he searched President Trump's name in the unredacted Epstein files that he has access to, it came up more than a million times. Why it matters. At least one of the files Raskin found appears to contradict what Trump has publicly claimed about his association with Jeffrey Epstein, according to Jamie Raskin. The document is a 2009 email exchange between Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, in which Epstein recounted his lawyer's account of a phone call with Trump. Quote, "Trump is paraphrased and quoted as saying, 'No, Jeffrey Epstein was not a member of Mar-a-Lago, but he was a guest at Mar-a-Lago, and no, we never asked him to leave.' That directly contradicts Donald Trump's earlier claim that he asked Epstein to leave. In the same way that we're now learning all of Elon Musk's earlier claims are contradicted by the emails, and even Howard Nutlick's claims are contradicted by the emails. We have a lot to break down in this video, so make sure you watch until the end. Make sure you drop a like on the Adam Mockler feed and subscribe if you want more debates, more breaking news. We are building a very tight, amazing community here. Okay, let's jump into Howard Lutnick, then we'll talk a little bit about Ghislaine, and then I want to show you some clips that blow up the entire Trump cabinet. As Micah points out, an Epstein employee said, "Attached is a resume of Lutnick Nanny." And there it is, more direct evidence that Lutnick was not only hanging out with Epstein 8 years after he swore he had cut ties, but he's also sourcing a nanny from Epstein. He must resign or be impeached. There are no other options. He lied about his relationship with Epstein. He received a nanny from him. Why has he not been indicted or removed? Or why is he not resigned? I mean, over in the UK, Keir Starmer's chief of staff just officially resigned because he was implicated in the Epstein files in some way. We should be holding our officials to a higher standard than constantly flirting around with people like this. Just read this. In September of 2009, this is one of the craziest allegations. In September of 2009, Ghislaine Maxwell was found with a young girl matching the description of missing Madeleine McCain 2 years after her disappearance in Portugal. There are reports in the files of people saying, you know, "I was walking in a shop. It was 2009. It's Sunday. It was very quiet. And I turned off from my street on the main road and found myself walking behind a woman and a little girl. They then describe the woman and the little girl, and we even have photos. Someone said, can we talk about how Ghislaine Maxwell looks similar to the female abductor sketch of Madeleine McCain? So this sketch that was provided by eyewitnesses who saw Madeleine McCain get abducted say this is the person who did it. I think the resemblance here is uncanny, incredibly uncanny. And here is Donald Trump's friends, Epstein and Maxwell, pleading the fifth 16 years apart.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my Fifth, Sixth, and 14th Amendment rights.
Are you aware of Donald Trump ever engaging in sexual activity with an individual introduced to him by you or Jeffrey Epstein?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to silence.
Both of them deciding to not incriminate themselves further when they were asked about Donald Trump is telling in and of itself. Now, the legal nuance is that invoking the Fifth Amendment is your constitutional right. It doesn't always mean you're guilty, but in this case, I think with the surrounding context and evidence, we can fill in some of the gaps. Here's Howard Lutnick on a podcast just a few months back describing how he and Jeffrey Epstein, had cut ties in 2005. Then I'm going to show you Howard Lutnick testifying in front of Congress today, being effing grilled for his life. I have never seen anything this brutal, and he should resign today or tomorrow. This needs to happen. He needs to resign. And really quickly, starting any new business or venture is always overwhelming, but it's very important that you execute on whatever ideas you have. You take that leap and you pursue it. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is an e-commerce platform that has helped millions of businesses worldwide and powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. From massive household brands to people just getting started, they help streamline your business when it's overwhelming. They make it ridiculously easy to build a great-looking store with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. You don't have to have any design degree or any sort of experience. They just help you. And if efficiency is your concern, Shopify's built-in AI tools help write products, descriptions, headlines, and even enhance the product photos. So if you ever get stuck, if you're ever overwhelmed, Shopify's 24/7 customer support is always there for you as well. Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/Adam Mochler. Click the link in the top of the description, and one more time, you get a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/Adam Mochler. Thank you, and back to the video. Take a look at the old clip of him denying his involvement, even going so far as saying that he got the heebie-jeebies. He cut him off and wouldn't let his family around him.
He opens the doors, and there's a massage table in the middle of the room.
Ooh.
And candles all around and stuff. So I ask very insightful, cutting questions. I say to him, massage table in the middle of your house? How often you have a massage? And he says, every day. And then he like gets like weirdly close to me.
Ooh.
And he says, and the right kind of massage.
Ooh.
Now my wife is standing here. So she looks at me and I look at her and we say, I'm sorry, we have to go. And we left. And in the 6 or 8 steps it takes to get from his house to my house, my wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person.
Okay, pause. Now let's show you what happened today. This is just so incredibly brutal. It's such an incredibly brutal back-to-back. Take a look at this grilling.
Of these millions and millions of documents, there may be 10 emails connecting me with him, probably about 10 emails connecting me with him over a 14-year period. I did not have any relationship with him. I barely had anything to do with that person. Okay?
Secretary Lutnick, I think you understand the root of concern here. It's the way you described very emphatically your first encounter with him in his apartment, said you were disgusted, would never have any contact with him again.
Yep.
Did you, in fact, make the visit to Jeffrey Epstein's private island?
I did have lunch with him as I was on a boat going across on a family vacation. My wife was with me, as were my 4 children and nannies. I had another couple with, they were there as well with their children, and we had lunch on the island. That is true, for an hour, and we left with all of my children, with my nannies and my wife, all together. We were on family vacation. We were not apart. To suggest there was anything untoward about that in 2012, I don't recall why we did it, but
Mr. Secretary, again, as I said, there's the fact that you believe that you misled the country and the Congress based on your earlier statements, suggesting that you'd cut off all contact when, in fact, you had not. When you visited the private island, did you see anything inappropriate during that visit?
The only thing I saw with my wife and my children and the other couple and their children was staff who worked for Mr. Epstein on that island.
And you realize that, you know, this visit took place after he'd been convicted, right? I mean, you made a very big point of saying that you sensed that this was a bad person in 2005. And then, of course, in 2008, he was convicted of soliciting prostitution of a minor. And yet you went and had this trip and other interactions. Did you have a dinner in Epstein's New York City home in 2011?
No.
So the information that suggests that there was a dinner with Woody Allen and Woody Allen's spouse at the Epstein residence, that's there's nothing to that. Is that right?
I actually don't know what you're referring to. There was, look, I looked through the millions of documents for my name, just like everybody else. Yeah. And what I found was...
Everybody else? I didn't look through the documents for my name. Did you look through for your name? If everybody else around you is also looking for their names in the Epstein files, you need some new damn friends, or you just need to leave the administration, rather.
There was a document that says that I had a meeting with him on in May, I think, for an hour at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Not dinner or otherwise, for an hour at 5 o'clock.
Okay, so that was brutal, but let me show you Caroline Leavitt's answer. Let me show you Caroline Leavitt's disastrous answer when she was asked about this exact hearing that happened earlier this morning. Now, just think about how catastrophic this is for everybody in the administration. Caroline Leavitt has to come up on screen with no cross. Notice that Caroline Leavitt has no cross today. And she has to defend a multitude of people for pedophilic allegations, whether it's Donald Trump or Howard Lutnick or Elon Musk or Warsh, who's the new Fed chair pick that's going to come after Jerome Powell. He's also in the files. Everybody that Trump picks. It's almost like it's a prerequisite to be in the files. Take a look at this clip.
Caroline, Secretary Lutnick today was testifying on the Hill, and he said that he had visited Epstein's Island in 2012 with his wife and children, and that's after he said that he had cut ties with Epstein, and Justice Department documents show that he was in contact with Epstein through 2018 over messages. So does the White House stand behind Secretary Lutnick right now, or given what he has said today, has there been any shift in how the White House is viewing Secretary Lutnick's performance?
No, Secretary Lutnick remains a very important member of President Trump's team, and the president fully supports the secretary. I will just point out that there are a lot of wins in the news this week that people in this room have not asked about, because you continue to ask questions about the same subject, so let me point them out for you.
Lord have mercy. She said, Lutnick remains a very important member of President Trump's team. So we're just openly having people that are in the files walking around the Trump admin. Any single person, any single voter in the Republican Party who has ever demonstrated concern about the Epstein files and isn't immediately turning on this admin has no spine, number one. Number two, when Caroline Leavitt says at the end there's a multitude of issues that we could be talking about, it's like, I wish we weren't talking about the president posting racist videos of the former presidents. I wish we weren't talking about the president's pedophile allegations. I wish it wasn't like this, but unfortunately, this is the reality that we are in when this administration wants to cover everything up, try to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people, and enrich themselves off the back of the American people. Then Caroline is asked if Ghislaine Maxwell will ever be granted clemency.
And if they don't want to, that's their loss.
And on Ghislaine Maxwell, is the president going to rule out a pardon for her in her
testimony, deposition yesterday, her legal team seemed to be making a case, again, for a pardon from the president.
Again, this is not something I've discussed with the president recently because, frankly, it's not a priority. He's focused on many of the issues that the American people are dealing with and providing solutions to those issues. So I haven't spoken with him recently. Last time we did speak about it, he said it's not something he's considering or thinking about. Go ahead, Bloomberg.
She's not ruling it out. They are not ruling out granting clemency or pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell. It should be so easy. This should be an easy no. We are not going to pardon a convicted sex trafficker. Of course we are not going to do that, but they can't. They can't even rule that out. In the same way they haven't ruled out military force against our allies. In the same way they haven't ruled out blowing up all of our alliances in one swoop just to show the other countries. This administration is an absolute mess. We need to vote them out in November, and they are going to continue to get desperate and try to cling on to power as more and more is revealed. Just the lack of transparency on multiple fronts is absurd. Even beyond the Epstein files, which... that's not even a sentence I should say, even beyond the Epstein files. But even beyond that, think about what else they've covered up over the past month. The murder, the execution of Renee Nicole Good, then the subsequent execution of Alex Preddy, then Trump's health problems in his hands and his ankles, then Donald Trump covered up economic data earlier this month. I mean, over and over and over, the lack of transparency is stemming from desperation. They know they're about to lose, and we need to continue to double down on pro-democracy rhetoric, pro-democracy work. If you want to become a part of the community, make sure you subscribe, make sure you drop a like. I'll see you on the next one.